Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey!
Hi. Happy Monday.
Good morning, everybody. It is the 15th day of June. It feels like this is the halfway point, but I think we've already reached the halfway point, but we're officially past the halfway point of 2020, which is good. It's just, I wish that we would just crank this bad boy up and get to Christmas already.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, I'm.
Go ahead.
No, I'm with you guys. I'm right there. But then I'm like, is everything going to magically be fixed to Christmas? Probably not, but I'm ready for it.
Yeah,
good point.
I mean, I don't know.
Could it be better than it is now?
Sure, it's got to.
Yes.
All right, I got some feel good for you guys. Ready? So,
okay.
Booker, I know you do this, and I do this all the time. Whenever, like, you put a tip in the tip jar, you always got to make sure that they're
make
watching.
Make sure they're watching.
Always, and you got to let everyone know that you did something really good. Here's my moment that I'm going to let you guys and all of Austin and Serenaders know I did good this weekend. Y'all, I was on Brody, I was at the Home Depot on Brody Lane in South Austin, Sunset Valley. I parked my car, I looked down on the floor, and guess what I find? A wallet filled with a ton of cash.
Oh, no.
Ton of credit cards, ID, everything. I was parked like next to like a median kind of like where there's sand, and the wallet blended perfect, like camouflaged. So it could have been there sitting there all day. I just happened to stop to tie my shoe and look down and saw it.
Oh, wow.
So I get it, and I think, okay, what do I do with this wallet?
How much do you think was in there?
Hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a wad of cash. Nice, fancy wallet. I look around, and I'm thinking, like, is John Quinones from ABC, what would you do, that show around here? So I immediately think, I could go inside, give it to one of these people that work at the Home Depot. But
no,
then
you don't want to do that.
That's what I said. Good. Because I was like, I trust people, but I just don't want to give a wallet full of that much money. And so I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in my trunk. I'm going to look at the ID. I'm going to reach out to that person. I'm going to find them right now on Facebook or social media somehow, some way. I put it in my trunk. I start looking in my... on social media, I found the person. It was a female. I found her.
Yeah, and another reason that you don't want to give it to the Home Depot people is they get the credit, not you.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. They wouldn't be telling the story right now.
Exactly.
So bottom line, dude, I reach out. I find the girl. I messaged her on Facebook. I had to friend her first, and so she could kind of get all these alerts and say what's going on. I called her even on Facebook, like, you know, Facebook. And she didn't answer, but then she finally, I messaged saying, hey, were you at the Home Depot today? And she wrote back saying, yes. I said, call me. And she called me, and I said, did you lose something today? And she's like, I lost my wallet. And I said, I have it. I'm at the Home Depot now. It's in the trunk of my car. Come get
it. Oh, you did all this while you were still at the Home Depot?
Yeah. I mean,
Wow.
That is awesome. What a 5-minute Home Depot trip would have been. It turned into like a 45 minutes or an hour. My wife's like texting like, where are you?
You said come get it? Why didn't you be like, well, since you were already out, why did you say I'll swing it by your place or whatever?
I mean,
surely she lives close by.
Yeah, I mean, I could have said that, but I mean, I was shopping too. I mean, I didn't want to get that like
up
in her grill.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I get that for her safety too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So we meet up. She comes. She's thankful. I feel just amazing. No reward or anything like that. I didn't
Did
want
she
anything
even with. Offer anything?
No, I offered my card, and I said, hey, make sure you listen to this Monday morning.
Oh, that's good.
I said, we got a new listener out of it, but it made me feel really good, bro. And here's the thing. This happened to my father. My father at the Home Depot in El Paso left his wallet on the self-checkout. And, you know, self-checkout,
right,
you can leave
sure.
stuff. He did that. He left it there. Within a couple of hours, someone reached out and gave it back to him. So I felt
karma.
Like karma. Exactly, bro. Isn't that a good feeling? Did it make feel?
That is good.
Yeah, and again, we like to pat ourselves on the back when we do good stuff like that. So that's me doing good,
good
y'all.
Job,
good for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How old was this woman?
Probably 40s or something like that.
40s.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Wait, why did she have a wallet? Was it a like a female wallet or was it like a wallet wallet?
It was just like a wallet. Like I don't know, just a wallet.
Like a
wallet.
Clutch type of thing.
No, like a.
It wasn't like a wallet you would keep in your back pocket.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I have a Louis Vuitton little. I mean.
Oh, I see.
You're like, it's a wallet. And you, I'm like, I don't know.
Alex is confusing me because, you know, Sarah, whenever bars or restaurants or businesses have at the end of the night, they have to go, you know, make a run where they do like a drop at the bank, and they always carry it in that exact same money bag. Okay, so Alex, show Sarah on the camera there. Look.
Well, I've seen. No, he has a man clutch.
Yeah, that's his man clutch.
It's weird.
But doesn't that look like one of those bags that you make a money drop with?
Yeah, it's weird that Alex has a purse.
It's my iPad.
He's got a purse, and inside is his Louis Vuitton wallet.
Yes. Alex has a purse.
Hey, by the way, I got to get a new one because you bring up a great point. I go into work. We go into work so early, and this looks like I'm carrying money.
It does.
And what someone's going to get upset is they're going to see all my, like, when they rob me and mug me, they're going to be like, you have, like, $5 and a bunch of multivitamins. Like, this is nothing.
I just don't like him carrying that because it looks like he's getting ready to make a drop at the bank.
That's a good point.
That's true.
I'm
going to
get a black one instead. They have orange, too. And royal blue.
Stop it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
good morning.
Boy.
We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Over the weekend, I ate at Austin's new barbecue joint. I'll give you a review of what I thought coming up next.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
The country group Lady Antebellum changed their name to just Lady A, which is a solid fix as long as nobody ever asks what the A stands for or points out that that name's been used by a black blues singer for the last 20 years.
So Alex and I both live in South Austin, and we have been eagerly anticipating the opening of the HEB right across from South Park Meadows at I-35 in Slaughter. This has been
ridiculous.
Something that we have really been looking forward to.
It's been sitting forever. That's why.
Forever. They have been working on this. And last year, I was like, when's this HEB going to open up? It seems like forever. And they're like, April. I'm like, April? Oh, my God. So patiently, we're waiting for April to roll around. And then... something about a virus or something.
Yeah, something happens.
And then they finally gave the June date of the official opening. So last Tuesday, the 9th of June, the HEB at Slaughter and I-35 opened. It's a massive HEB, one of the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
With the, like in Kyle, they have the outdoor area. This
That.
And attached to this HEB is the True Texas Barbecue. They're the HEB barbecue restaurant that's only in like 12 HEBs. All the HEBs in the state of Texas, and they only have like a dozen of these True Texas barbecues.
Man, which is brave coming into Austin because we got barbecue covered.
We got it. Well, Texas has barbecue covered, but they still do well with this restaurant. Matter of fact, Texas Monthly named it one of the top barbecue restaurants in the state.
Brad Booker's got to try it.
So I've been so excited about trying it for a number of reasons. First and foremost, because they have a drive-thru.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is a game changer to be able to get great barbecue without even having to get out of your car.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday, I was passing right by, my wife and I were, who, by the way, celebrated a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday.
And we went, but we're like, let's go, right? You ready? Let's do lunch, which ended up being dinner, but that's another story. So we zip through and we go to HEB, and I'm like, oh, wow, this isn't much of a line.
Uh-huh.
So I turn around and they have a police officer, hired off-duty police.
Bro, for the barbecue line?
Traffic control at the drive-thru. Like, well, this is actually not, I mean, there are a lot of people in line, but not as bad as I thought. I'm like, well, this isn't bad at all. He's like, no. You don't turn in here, you turn in there. And I look, and it's like 500 cars in line. So it's like all the way down past where the trucks drop off the, you know, all the stuff, the loading docks and,
bro, and
the parking for curbside.
I'm telling you, everyone in South Austin, not even just, I mean, just in that area have been waiting for this. I mean, the east side of 35, the south side of 35. I mean, everyone, bro. This is huge.
So I'm like, well, what else do we have to do? And we got in line and we just made it an adventure.
Nice.
And we waited and we waited and we waited.
How long do you think you waited?
Probably 40 minutes or
so. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Are you serious? At least you had the AC
on. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So what'd you order?
Yeah.
So I wanted to order a little bit of everything, but they were out of ribs, which was disappointing. So here's what I got. All right, you ready?
Yep.
I got the brisket, which obviously I always get anywhere. That is the standard for me on judging a barbecue restaurant in Central Texas. So I got the brisket. I got a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I got cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
I got brisket beans.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got cream corn.
Uh-huh.
And we got peach cobbler.
Dang, dude. All
that right. Sounds good.
So it was a nice little
variety
pack. And I will say that the brisket was very good.
Uh-huh.
Solid. A tad bit on the salty side.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Which doesn't bother me, but I know it could probably turn off a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't my favorite brisket, but it was good, just good, solid, delicious brisket. Did I mention I wanted the ribs, but they were sold out?
Yeah. It was so,
still
it was
a little
solid.
Disappointed about that. Still solid, yeah. So the chicken was very good. Not really a big fan of the beans. I'm not going to order it again.
Uh-huh.
The cream corn was really good. The cornbread was great. So overall, just really solid.
You say salty brisket, too salty for your taste?
No. A tad bit on the salty side doesn't bother me, but could turn off some people.
Was that as salty as Cooper's in downtown?
Nothing
that we
was
had?
As salty as Cooper's. It's like they just dumped an entire jar of salt on their brisket.
Okay.
I love salt more than the average person, and that was too salty for me.
Okay.
So, in summary, the one thing that I do want to point out, and this is why I think you're going to love it, Alex.
Ooh, talk to me.
Everything had heat to it. Everything.
Nice.
The corn, the chicken, everything with the exception of the brisket.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, there were some things that
was
just
a little spice,
like,
a little kick or something?
Yes.
That's what's up. Okay.
Yes. So to, I will say that I think you will definitely like it.
Was it worth your 40-minute wait?
Yeah, I mean, just because, gave me something to do.
You experienced it.
That's right. I experienced it. And it was in the drive-thru. Customer service.
That's what's up.
Was excellent, too.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
After 24 seasons, over 18 years, ABC's reality show The Bachelor, hugely popular, announced a casting first today. Matt James, a black man, will take the lead role in the dating show.
Finally. Until now, the only diversity on The Bachelor was which initial came after the name Ashley.
With dating comes great responsibility. I don't know. That's just what they say with everything. Comes great responsibility. But with dating, it also comes with getting ghosted. And if that's you, if you're in that situation, reach out to us so we can help you. Alex and Sarah, it's waiting by the phone. And say hi to Chris.
What's up?
Hi, Chris.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Doing well, Chris. So tell us what happened when you went out with Julia.
Yeah, so, everybody's been in quarantine for a while or whatever. So it's first time getting back out to meet somebody. And, very excited about it. So met up with Julia. Things are going pretty well. So after a little while of the day, we just decided, you know what, let's go somewhere and just make some drinks. So I said, how about we go to my place? And she said, okay, that sounds good.
Right.
Nice. Yeah.
That a boy.
Yeah. So I went back there and, I was just making, some small talk and then decided to go make the drinks and then came back. And I don't know what occurred in that little teeny tiny window of making the drink, but when I came back, she was just a little, weird, a little awkward, and then shortly thereafter she bounced. So I don't really know what that was all about, and just very simple situation. I have no idea what's going on.
Maybe it was the fact that your house was a mess.
Oh yeah,
women
yeah.
can be put off
yeah.
by that.
Totally, dude.
For
right?
sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, knowing that you're going out in quarantine and all this other stuff, I mean, everybody's all about, you know, sanitization stuff right now. So, I mean, it wasn't really dirty or anything. I don't know. I don't know what the...
Well, Chris, let's call Julie and find out what's wrong. We'll get to the bottom of it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Have faith.
Hello?
Hey, Julia, it's Brad Booker with Alex Franco and Sarah Osborne. Hope we're not catching you at a bad time.
No.
Hey, we're on the radio with Mix 94.7, and we're doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we also have Chris on the phone. Chris called us because he said that he went out with you and had a great time and thinks you're really cool, but after just a little bit of time at his house, he said that you bounced. So we're like, well, let's just play the mediator and see if we can figure out why you decided that you didn't want to stick around and what it was about Chris that turned you off.
We went out and we went back to his place, and I soon regretted that because I don't know, he went off to make a drink or something, and I was just looking around his place and I happened to see some bills on his counter, and they had his last name, but there was a female first name.
Ooh,
snap. So I don't know what his deal is. I don't want to be seen a married man, I am not for that. I got the hell out of there.
Chris, are you married?
Okay. No, I am not married. And there's a perfectly reasonable explanation. So, okay, here's the deal. When I got that apartment, which was a little while ago, so things have changed since then, but my credit wasn't the best. So, you know, my mom co-signed or whatever, or helped me get squared away with the apartment. And then, of course, you have to get your utilities and all these other bills. And so it's all under her name. Now, that's just that. And then the only other little thing is that, like, she has to pay the bills, so I let her.
That's cool. You know? That's a cool mom.
What?
It's a nice mom, man.
Chris, how old are you?
27.
You sound, I mean, I could tell you by the sound of your voices, man. I'm pretty good at this. Chris, you sound pretty in shape. I could tell you work out, man. You sound like a good-looking dude. Maybe that's why Julia was attracted to you, because she sounds really cute, too. I mean, y'all sound like you're a cute couple.
Totally.
You're not wrong, he said.
See? I mean, that's awesome. I mean, bro, he got her home the first day. I mean, he's a pimp.
Right. It's all about being attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Does it bother you, Julia, that Chris's mom pays for his bills?
Yeah, it does.
Even though he's good looking?
He is good looking, but I think a 27-year-old man should pay his own bills. And that's cool that he has a relationship with his mom, but, like, that's too close a relationship. Like, he should be an adult.
I mean, what are you going to do? If somebody comes and tries to give you, somebody that you know and you trust comes and tries to give you a bag of money,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to take it. I mean,
this is a tough one for me.
Oh, my gosh, bro. I can't even say anything because I've been this guy. My mom assigned. I used to have a family plan with Sprint with my parents, like,
until
29.
My mom has bailed me out of many things when I was younger, for sure. And that's why I don't let her pay for anything anymore. She offers all the time. She's like, I'm like, no, mom, I got to play catch up.
Oh, yeah, totally. And by the way, your mom needs to click the thing that says paperless bills. So, but parents are like that, bro. I mean, like, my parents get bills all the time. They love me. Mailing checks to pay the bill, so I see that.
I finally am switching my mom over to digital. It's taken like 10 years, but she's finally doing online bill pay.
Wow.
She's got a MacBook.
Wow.
She's got an iPhone now.
Dang.
She's advanced.
She is. Well, yeah, it's great, except for she calls me every 15 minutes. I can't get the lights to come on. Alexa's not working.
That's awesome.
What is this app? But back to you, Chris. 27, mom still pays the bills. You're like, yeah, so what? And Julia is saying, I need a man that's a little bit more independent. Are you saying, Julia, we don't want to assume anything here, but are you saying now that you know he's not married, you still are not interested in going out?
Yeah. To be honest, it wasn't that great of a night. And
dang, girl.
Someone whose mom isn't paying for their bills.
kick right. a man while he's down. And by the way, I'm so cool. stealing the thing that he said. If someone you trust gives you a bag of money.
Bag of money? That's such a good analogy.
Last night in Late Night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
And finally, I saw that Sony just revealed their highly anticipated PS5 console. Yeah, people were like, we've been stuck inside for 3 months. You're releasing this now?
Y'all, I went out over the weekend for brunch, and our server walked up to take our order, and I had to cough so bad.
Oh, my God.
But I couldn't because I wasn't wearing a mask, and mm-hmm. I am super sensitive about coughing and sneezing right now because I don't want anyone to look at me and go, oh, dude's got corona. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Even if it's just a reaction to something, even if it's an innocent cough or sneeze, I'm super scared.
Totally.
So can you tell the difference between a corona cough or a regular cough?
There's a such thing.
Well, I don't know. No. Do you think
There's
you can
not.
Tell?
No.
No. No. A cough's a cough. I mean, but like you said, everything you said before, it just amplified that much more because of the coronavirus that we're in.
All right. Well, let's see if you can figure it out, okay?
Okay.
Because the new study found humans are really bad at telling the difference between a cough caused by a virus or something non-illness related, like a tickle in your throat.
How would we know? How's there any way to know?
I can't believe there's a difference.
Well, I dug into the study and found a bunch of audio clips from YouTube that they analyzed.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if you can tell the difference. One of these coughs is from someone with the virus, and the other is from someone who just ate a chili pepper.
Dude.
Okay? I will give you cough number one. You don't have to say anything yet. Okay, I'll play them both before you decide.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just saying, like, it would really help if we were sitting at a Mexican restaurant and somebody just ate, like, you know, a big old thing of whatever their fajitas and they coughed. I would be like, oh, it's probably just because there was a hot jalapeno.
I know. I'm just going to see if you could tell the All difference right. between a corona cough or a chili pepper cough. Here's cough number one. Okay. Here is cough number two.
Oh, man.
I mean, I would say cough two. Anything that sounds deeper.
See, cough one is corona. Cough two is restaurant.
Alex says this is corona cough.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And then you say that this is chili pepper cough.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And Sarah says this is chili pepper cough. And this yep. is corona cough.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, I will tell you. That one of you is correct.
Of course, because we selected both options.
Sarah, I know. That's why it's funny.
That's hilarious.
She has to break it down. Of course.
We
know.
Sarah, we may be men and we may be dumb, but we're not that dumb.
Okay. Well, it's good to know.
Oh, my God. Welcome to Monday. All right. Here we go. And the correct answer is cough number one is a cough caused by a virus.
You can hear it at the God. End. Like, seriously, it sounds like someone's been hacking along. It sounds raw at the end.
Sarah, I'm going to go with the Mexican to tell me which one is a chili pepper cough,
I mean, chilies are
Got
my
it.
Thing, Sarah. I don't even cough
Got
with that
it.
Anymore. You white people cough way too much for chilies.
This is a chili pepper cough. And you could tell because he's like, oh, my God, that was super hot.
Yeah.
That was a, oh, my God, that was so hot cough. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you know the difference between a coronavirus cough and a chili pepper cough.
Thank you.
Never knew this existed. His current record is 1,423 wins with 122 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Travis. Travis lives and works in South Austin. He is a preschool teacher. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Chance, Beast, Booker!
Travis!
Hello.
Hey, let's play. All right, you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
I'm going to leave the room right now while Sarah asks you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished answering, I'll be back to answer the same 5. Obviously, you're trying to get more right than me.
And I think they're easy today because it's a Monday.
Oh, this is the jinx, Sarah. You just jinxed poor Travis.
I know, but I always have to qualify that because if it's an easy question, then Booker's like, duh.
All right, Travis, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Question number one. Chuck E. Cheese is approaching bankruptcy. They might have to close all the stores. Chuck E. Cheese is what kind of animal?
A rat.
Okay. Chris Evans turned 39 years old on Saturday. He was in a movie version of what is now a TNT show. It's like four or five episodes in, and it's about the world becoming a frozen wasteland, and all of humanity is now on a train that circles the globe. What is the name of that TV show and movie?
Snowpiercer.
Okay. Tim Allen turned 67 years old on Saturday. He plays what character in Toy Story?
Buzz Lightyear.
Neil Patrick Harris turns 47 years old today. He had a small part in a movie about Harold and Kumar going to what fast food restaurant?
White Castle.
And finally, Chrissy Teigen finally got what taken out of her body last week? Her kids wrote really cute little notes to her. She's been talking about getting these removed for a long time.
The wisdom teeth.
All right, we'll bring them back in.
Booker! Hey.
Hi. I'm going to give him four. Four.
Four That's out
good.
Of five.
Four.
Yeah, real
very good.
Good.
Very good.
Okay,
all right.
Travis.
So Chuck E. Cheese is approaching bankruptcy. They might have to close all their stores. Chuck E. Cheese is what animal?
Chuck E. Cheese. Which, by the way, people mispronounce a restaurant. Everybody does.
I'm guilty.
It's Chuck E. Cheese's because, like, his name is Chuck E. Cheese and it's his place.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's Chuck E. Cheese's.
So his driver's license says Chuck E. Cheese, right?
Right. Like, if you owned a restaurant, yeah. it would be called Alex's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Same
yeah,
thing
yeah,
with Chuck
yeah,
E. Cheese.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sarah, to answer your question, I do believe that they're calling him a mouse.
Correct. So he said rat because he originally was a rat.
Oh,
yeah.
He was?
Calling him a mouse.
Yeah.
But I was going to take rat or mouse.
Wow, I
Real
didn't know
easy
that.
Today on Monday. Yeah.
Wait,
wasn't
oh, so get you, into d- the you te- did take rat?
I took rat. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow, that's crazy.
Even though he's not a rat?
But he was, though.
He was a rat.
Okay.
And
well, Caitlyn Jenner was a man, but she's not anymore.
Yeah, good point. He
she's a woman.
Yeah, Chuck transitioned to a mouse.
Transitioned.
Wow.
Which, by
okay.
the way, dumbest thing ever. Hey, y'all, let's open up a restaurant for kids, and we'll serve a pizza there, and let's see, what can the mascot be? How about a rat? That sounds delicious.
The mouse would have been great from day one, right?
Stupid.
So Chris Evans turned 39 years old on Saturday. He was in a movie version of what is now a TNT show about the world becoming a frozen wasteland, and all of humanity is on a train that circles the globe. What is it called?
I'm so upset about this because my mom watches Rizzoli and Isles on TNT, so she's constantly seeing promos for the show, and she asks me about it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Snow something, but I can't remember the name of it.
Tim Allen turned 67 years old on Saturday. He played what Toy Story character?
Buzz Lightyear.
Yes. Neil Patrick Harris is 47 years old today. He had a bit part in a movie about two dudes going to what fast food restaurant?
I don't know if it was a bit part. I mean, yes. I mean, he wasn't in the movie very much, but it definitely centered around his character a lot. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Correct. And finally, Chrissy Teigen finally got what taken out of her body last week. She's
Breasts.
Been talking about it a lot.
Her implants.
Yeah, her kids. Her kids gave her cards, and it's so cute. It says, "Have fun pulling your boobies out,"
Dude.
And the other one said, "Bye bye boobies."
That's funny. He said wisdom teeth. By the way, I thought that was hilarious.
Which is a good guess.
That's a
I'm going to say y'all tied.
Man.
Even though he said rat?
Yep, because I'm being gracious on a Monday.
Oh, there you go.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much for playing, brother. Hey, look, you tied me, which is good, but you didn't beat me, so you still have to say it.
Well, my name is Travis from South Austin, and I can't beat Booker.
Nice. All right, Travis.
Good try.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.